Hey everyone, welcome back to The Good PM Life. My name is Sandy Lawler, your host, and I am so glad you're here. This is the podcast where we will dive into the ins and outs of project management, helping you grow and thrive in your career. Today's episode is all about interviewing for project manager roles. So whether you're a beginner, maybe you're a mid-level PM, or even maybe an experienced professional, I am here to help you to prepare with confidence. So what we're going to do today is we're going to walk through common interview questions for each level. I'm going to explore what to say and how to explain your answers effectively. And I'm going to highlight what you shouldn't say. Plus, I'm also going to give you some tips on tailoring your responses for maximum impact. So by the end of this episode, you're going to feel really ready to tackle any PM interview questions that come your way. So let's get into it. Let's start with those of you brand new to project management. So you might not have direct experience yet, but that doesn't mean that you can't nail that interview. The key here is to focus on your transferable skills and show your potential. So let's talk about three common questions that you might encounter in an interview as a beginner project manager. So the first question they might ask you is, can you describe a time that you had to organize or manage a team to achieve a goal? So let me tell you a little bit about what to say in this situation. So even if you haven't held a formal PM title, you've likely managed something. For example, this is something that you could potentially say. In my last role, I organized a charity event for our company. I coordinated with a team of five. We created a timeline. I delegated tasks and tracked progress. The event raised over $10,000 for our local food bank, exceeding our goal by 25%. I really like this explanation of, you know, how you were to organize or manage a team because you described what the actual project was. You also talked about some tasks, and then you actually provided numbers to show them the success of the project. So I really love that. So let's just then talk about what not to say. So I want you to avoid responses to this type of question like, I don't have direct experience, but I'm sure I can figure it out. Always highlight any leadership or coordination you've done. I really want you to work on not minimizing any experience that you have. We've talked many times in many episodes where you have PM experience in your current role, even if your title is not project manager. So I want you to take those experiences seriously and transfer those to a new role. All right. Another question you may get is, how do you prioritize tasks in a project? So here, I want you to talk about your organizational approach. So for example, you could say something like, I use a priority matrix to categorize tasks by urgency and importance. For instance, during a college group project, I focused first on high priority deliverables like research, while scheduling less critical tasks like formatting closer to the deadline. That kept us on schedule and stress-free. So this was great because you explained to them, A, that you know how to organize a project, and B, the tasks included in that organization. All right, next thing that they may ask is well, tell us what you know about project management methodologies. So this question actually tests your understanding of PM fundamentals, which I've told you time and time again is critical and valuable in any PM role. You have to understand project management methodologies in order to be a project manager. So I want you to say something like, I've studied Agile and Waterfall methodologies. Agile emphasizes flexibility and iterations, while Waterfall follows a much more linear approach. While I don't have hands-on experience yet, I'm eager to learn and apply the methodology that fits your organization's needs. So what is this saying here? This is saying that you understand the two different types of methodologies, Agile and Waterfall, but it does acknowledge that you don't have experience in that type of role using these methodologies. And you know what? That's okay, because you're interviewing for a beginner project manager role. So your previous experience, you are not a project manager, but you have done project management tasks. So having that experience plus understanding the project management methodologies will actually really take you a long way. So what I don't want you to say is, please, please don't ever say, I've never heard of those. Because look, even a basic understanding shows initiative. So for beginner project manager questions, these interview questions, it is really important when you're answering these questions to show enthusiasm and a willingness to learn. Those things will actually go a long way. These people that are interviewing you, they are not interviewing you for senior project manager roles. They're interviewing you for a project manager, a beginner project manager role. They understand and they don't expect you to have vast amounts of experience. They don't expect you to understand all of the methodologies in deep detail. But what they do want you to do is they want to see that you have got a willingness to learn, some enthusiasm, and you have a general and basic understanding of project management. What I want from you is I want you to show that you are proactive and ready to grow into that role. Hey guys, I wanted to take a quick break to share something that I think you're going to find invaluable if you're really serious about becoming a project manager. My book, The Comprehensive Guide to Becoming a Project Manager, is the ultimate resource for anyone looking to break into the field or even just level up their PM skills. So whether you're just starting out or aiming to advance your career, this guide covers everything that you need to know, from essential skills to insider tips and strategies. So get your copy today and take the next step towards becoming a successful project manager. You can find the link in the show notes below. All right. Let's move on to mid-level project management. So if you're a mid-level project manager, and well, let's talk about what is a mid-level project manager. I'd probably say someone that has 2 to maybe 5 to 7 years of experience. If you're a mid-level project manager, interviewers, they expect you to have hands-on experience managing projects and solving problems. What they're going to want to hear is they're going to want to hear about your results, how you handle different challenges, and your approach to managing stakeholders. All right, so for this level, let's talk about some of the interview questions that you may get. The first question you're probably going to get is, they're going to ask you, tell us about a challenging project that you managed and how you overcame obstacles. So what I want you to say with this interview question, I want you to answer using the STAR method. And STAR stands for Situation, Task, Action, Result. So let me give you an example. You can say something like, I managed a product launch that faced delays due to a key supplier issue. What I did was I quickly organized a meeting with the stakeholders. We then identified alternative suppliers, and then we adjusted our timeline. We launched the project only 1 week late, and the product exceeded sales targets by 10% in the first quarter. With this answer, you explained what the situation was or the issue. Then you explained what tasks you took. Then you talked about the actions you actually took and then the results from taking those actions. So what I don't want you to say in this type of interview question is, I don't want you to focus solely on the problem without explaining how you solved it. That is the biggest issue here, is I want you to focus on how you solved it. I want you to avoid saying things like, boy, it was a tough project, but we just had to push through. And honestly, it may sound like you're persevering through the project, but honestly, it just kind of sounds lazy. All right, let's move on to another question you may get as a mid-level project manager. They may ask you something like, how do you handle conflicting priorities or stakeholder demands? So with this example, I want you to showcase your ability to balance and negotiate. So these are part of some leadership skills and crucial project management skills that I've talked in previous episodes. So maybe answer something like this. In one project, we had 2 stakeholders and we had competing priorities. So I facilitated a meeting to understand their goals. Then we presented data showing which priority aligned more closely with business objectives. And then together we agreed to tackle the higher impact tasks first, scheduling the other for the next phase. What this answer also shows is that you are actively listening. You are not just paying attention or giving attention to 1 or 2 stakeholders. You're giving attention to all of the stakeholders. Every stakeholder has their perspective and their needs. So what you've also done, in addition to balance and negotiating, you have actually also listened, and then you have planned accordingly. So what do I not want you to say? I want you to avoid saying, well, I just do whatever the client wants. That to me shows such a lack of leadership. Project management is a leader. And especially when you get to the mid-level project manager level, you are most definitely a leader and they want your input. All right. Another question that you may get as a mid-level PM, they may ask you something like, how do you measure project success? So with this interview question, I want you to tie success to measurable outcomes. They want to hear numbers. So you could say something like, I define success by meeting scope, timeline, and budget, which are just project management basics, right? So you say, I define success by meeting scope, timeline, and budget. For instance, in a recent project, we delivered a new CRM, which is a customer relationship management system, on time and under budget, and it increased team productivity by 15% within the first month. I really love the details that you provided in this answer. I really want you to avoid generic answers. I don't want you to say things like, well, if the client is happy, it's a success. That's way too vague. I love seeing the answer that it increased team productivity by 15% within the first month. Every leader within a company wants to hear that. It is so important to always back up your answers with metrics. Numbers really make your contributions tangible. All right. Let's move on to interview questions for senior project managers. Now, I am well aware that this podcast is really focused mostly on people who are looking into getting into project management, but I would be remiss to miss out on talking to the senior project managers. So, interviewers for project manager or senior project manager roles, they're really looking for strategic leadership and the ability to align projects with organizational goals. So your answers should demonstrate business impact and advanced leadership skills. So let's talk about three of the most common questions that I've actually been asked. The first question is, how do you align projects with business objectives? So when you answer this, I want you to show that you understand strategy. So you could say something like, well, in my current role, I ensure projects align with organizational goals by collaborating with leadership. For example, when managing a digital transformation project, I tie deliverables to our goal of increasing operational efficiency. And as a result, the project reduced processing time by 20%, contributing to a company-wide cost savings. All right, so let's talk a little bit about why this answer to this interview question is so good. Let me tell you the things that it shows in this answer. The first thing is you mentioned that you ensure projects align with organizational goals by collaborating with leadership. What is this saying? This is saying you're a leader. You know how to talk to C-levels or any other leadership within the company. You are in leadership and you work with leadership. So you're a senior project manager. You're most definitely in a leadership position. Then you provide a solid example. You talk about a really major project within the company. You then talk about how you tied those deliverables to the goal of increasing that operational efficiency. And then you actually showed the actual result. You were able to reduce processing time by 20%. And then why does that matter? Because it contributed to company-wide cost savings. There is a lot to unpack there. So I also want to talk a little bit about what not to say. When someone asks you, how do you align projects with business objectives? I don't want you to say, I follow the project charter, because that right there, it actually is reactive, not proactive. They are looking to you to be able to make decisions. All right, next question that you may get as a senior project manager is they may ask something like, how do you manage and motivate large teams? They will probably also ask you to explain your actual team. How many people did you have on a team? What were the different roles on the team? They want to have a better understanding of the actual team. So what I want you to answer is I want you, when you do answer this, I want you to highlight leadership because you are leading a team. To answer this question, you could say something like, during a company-wide system upgrade, I led a cross-functional team of 50 people. I set clear expectations, I created regular check-ins, and I celebrated milestones. I also encouraged feedback, which helped maintain team morale and ensured smooth implementation. So this talks a little bit about what the project was. You talked about how many people there were and that it was cross-functional. You talked about setting clear expectations, the check-ins, you celebrated the milestones, and you encouraged feedback. So this is a very high level answer, but they're just asking you, how do you manage and motivate large teams? You are engaging with your team. There's a lot of people in there and you talk a lot about what you did. So what I want you to avoid saying is I want you to avoid saying something like, well, I just let the team do their work as a senior project manager. Answering this way, it really shows that you are not there to inspire and guide your project team, but that is exactly what a project manager does. All right, let's move on to the last questions you may get as a senior project manager. They may ask you something like, what's your approach to risk management? With this question, I want you to really highlight your proactive planning. You could say something like, well, I start by identifying potential risks during project initiation. So for example, in a recent global launch, I flagged supply chain issues as a risk, and then I set up contingency plans with alternative suppliers. So when delays occurred, we just executed the plan seamlessly, avoiding major setbacks. Guys, I love this answer so much because let me tell you what it really shows the interviewer. It really shows that you are planning for any major issues. Then it talks about, or it shows that you planned and came up with a plan in the event that that risk became an actual issue. And then when the risk actually did become an issue, you knew exactly what to do. You guys executed the plan and you avoided any major setbacks. So what I want you to not say, I want you to avoid saying things like, well, I just deal with risks as they arise. Guys, this shows such a lack of foresight. It shows such a lack of planning, and it shows such a lack of leadership. So when you say things like, I deal with risks as they arise, it's not a good look. For senior project managers, your answers should demonstrate strategic leadership and measurable business outcomes. That's so important in this type of role. All right, before we wrap up, let's talk about some universal don'ts for PM interviews. First thing is, I don't want you to focus solely on tasks. I've said this in previous episodes and actually in this episode, is that project managers are leaders. We're really not just task managers. I want you to emphasize collaboration. I want you to talk about decision making and most definitely problem solving. And these are all leadership qualities. Next thing that I don't want you to do is I don't want you to overuse jargon. People who are interviewing project managers, they know the jargon and they can see right through you. So I don't want you to overuse jargon, but what I want you to do is I want you to explain things simply and clearly, even if you're talking to experienced interviewers. It really shows that you can communicate effectively with non-technical stakeholders. And lastly, I don't want you to skip the prep. I want you to take the time to research the company and its projects. There's so much information online. I want you to also tailor your examples to their industry and needs. It really shows that you care about the interview, care about the company, and want to do well. And that's it for today's episode of The Good PM Life. So whether you're starting out or stepping into senior leadership, the key to acing your PM interviews is really preparation. I want you to practice your answers. I want you to focus on results, and I want you to avoid those common pitfalls. All right, so today, we just kind of scratched the surface. We just talked about the top three most common interview questions you may get as a junior project manager, a project manager, or a senior project manager. But I decided to take it a step further for y'all. In the show notes below, you will find a link to my site where you can download the top 10 most common interview questions for project managers, just like we did today. But I give you 10 most common ones with the answers. So if you're interested in learning more about the 10 most common interview questions, plus the actual answers to them, go ahead and click on the link in the show notes. So if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share it with your network. Do you have interview questions or any other questions that you want answered or you want to share? Reach out by leaving a comment. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.